Joining us now, Scott Cave, Vice President of U.S. Crop Protection. Scott, thank you so much for having us down here.
Thank you, Chip.
Yep, glad that you are here. Let's start off conversation now with something that I think is overlooked way, way, way too often. And that is the fight against the soybean cyst nematodes, SCN. You got to test to know if you've got the problem first, don't you?
Absolutely. And I think your mindset has to change, too, on this one. Because if you haven't tested, then you haven't stopped the loss of the first five bushels of your soybean crop.
Right.
And so that's, for us, I would say farmers, you still have a chance to treat. If you haven't put your seed treatment on yet, you should be planning for a Levo as a seed treatment on your soybeans to protect against cyst nematode, which is everywhere. We've tested a lot with different retailers of ours, and most of the time, 80%, they say you need a treat.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just one of those things, it's a silent killer.
Exactly. And here's the thing. If you haven't had to deal with it in the past and you've been thinking about, boy, the wind sure blows a lot around here. As dry as we were last fall, with the way that the wind was blowing around, if you didn't have them last year, you might have them this year. You need to get out and test.
And you're helpless, because once you see it, it's already done the damage.
Exactly. Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. Okay, another one where if you see it, you're behind the curve. And that's when those resistant weeds show up in the field. What can we do about that?
Yeah, so, you know, all these new trait platforms are awesome. You know, DT to Enlist. You know, to me, how do you manage them, right? And so, and product shortages maybe had people choose different things than maybe what they would have preferred to use. So on the Enlist platform, what we're recommending is if you're using 2,4-D tank mix as a burn down, then lead with Liberty for your first in-crop application to break up the modes of action.
Okay.
Because you're going to come back likely with another Enlist application, unless you're incorporating more residuals into your spray system.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Good idea.
But otherwise, people are going to go 2,4-D followed by Enlist. That's three of the same mode of action in one crop.
Bust it up.
That'd be a bad idea.
Bust it up. That's the good stuff. And it seems like it is more and more important to... The fungicide applications are proving themselves more and more. You need to plan to do it at the right time.
I know we're talking about soybeans.
Okay,
But if you've had tar spot in your cornfield.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
What are you going to do? You're going to pre-treat. You're going to treat before you see it.
Yeah, you're not going to wait to see it. You get out and treat it first.
Yeah, so soybeans, I think people should be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
R2 to R3, you should be applying your fungicide. And Veltima, Revitec, Veltima, Preaxor, all those available in the market today. People should be planning for that treatment because you're going to see the results.
Yeah.
And to me, I know we're going to talk about commodity prices, or you talk about it every day.
Yeah.
I don't think the prices are low enough yet that you would stop investing in getting more yield in bushels.
No. All right, Scott, thank you so much. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Hey, you know, one other thing.
Yes.
0% financing.
Okay.
Still available. I know people see interest rates every day on their TV or they hear on the radio. Yeah. 0% financing from John Deere Finance for BSF products.
Okay.
That I think that'd be the way to just finish what we've just talked about.
Where do we go for more information?
Go to your ag retailer. They'll know all the details.
Excellent. Thank you, Scott. Scott K., Vice President, U.S. Crop Protection.